This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Anyways, I hope you are enjoying this May the 17th as much as I am. As I take a look around and we get closer to the summer dates and the summertime, do you already have plans on what you're doing next? Well, I hope so. If you have young ones, you know, plans are important. If you can make those out, make something happen, they're always looking forward to doing something inside of that summertime. It's not like they're not looking to do stuff all the time, but particularly in the summer, it seems to be one of those subject matters where a lot of that time people want to do some things to make sure they're important, and those little ones are always excited about those summertime adventures if you're able to go out and do some. Of course, me being based out of the theme capital, the theme park capital of the world, it seems like we see more and more people in these areas, which it's always good, depending on how you take a look at it. So today, I will tell you, depending on where you've been hanging out with us as of recent, we've been talking a lot on our radio show, on the Rated R Safety Show in particular. We've been talking quite a bit about predictive software. And interestingly enough, as we've been talking about that, we've gotten into the deep end of the pool to start talking about some of this. And we've talked about predictive software. We've talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly about it. And we kind of covered it over the last week. I almost feel like we've already went into parts of this week talking about it as well. But on the interesting side note, it's come up where people have started to ask some other questions outside of just the predictive software. And the question that I keep on getting is, what do I need to do to get a better position within the organization that I'm in, or going to another organization? Now, listen, I will tell you, when it comes to the whole side of sitting back and looking at safety resumes and how to write one, I am probably not going to be your candidate to be able to give you that information on probably the way that you're looking for it. But I can inform you on how to become more self-aware in a few steps if you're looking for that, because I think that they almost kind of go side by side. And you can apply this to so many different things as you're taking a look at it. So as we sit back today and we talk about this, I want you to kind of look at the bigger picture. And I think that as of late, a lot of our conversations have become bigger picture. And I will tell you, I know that some people have not been super happy, and I always have kept it as honest as possible with you in regards of how we've been doing some of the episodes as of late. Not everybody loves that I have been into this solo mode where the majority of the episodes have been me talking opposed to me interviewing someone. And I will tell you, if you take a look at some of the interview episodes, I think they're great in regards of people coming on and giving me the opportunity to be able to interview them. But I also think that everything is kind of seasonal. And we've talked about this before. I think that we do certain things for a season, then we kind of come back and do some others. And this is kind of how the layout of the show has been ever since stage one. So let's think about it in that format. So as we talk today and going into the subject matter that we were talking about, let me tell you a little bit about how you can become more self-aware in a few steps. So if we're going to do this, let's kind of start off with some simple things to talk about. You know, and some people don't love this stuff, but we have to talk about it. But living in a world where you're constantly comparing yourselves to others and, you know, have sad results and, you know, in us losing ourselves while trying to become more of everyone, how everyone is on social media. It just seems to be so in the scheme of things on how things happen. And to be authentic to yourself, you have to be fully aware of who you truly are. And this consists of a lot of things. This is your weaknesses, your strengths, your beliefs, your goals, your personality, What motivates you? What are your morals? And this is where you have, made of what you have, what you've come to realize, that all those aspects that you're capable to change and improve to get to this point. And that's the funny part. So we'll talk about this, about some tips that can ultimately increase your self-awareness for the greater purpose of becoming a better version of you. And this might end up helping you in attracting some of the stuff that you want to do. So it is easier said to be done when we start talking about this. We know, but it all starts with a suggestion to your brain, which can then get through a filter that allows it to have the impact on how you feel and think about an experience. And there's so many things that come to mind. You can think about that from the happiest moment that you had when you were a child, or you can think about that of, even relating to like one of the worst arguments that you've ever had and how it makes you feel when you think about either or. So let's take a look at a few things here that you can do to become a little bit more self-aware as we are talking about this. So the easiest one, and also the most difficult one all at the same time, is get to know you. Have you ever sat down with yourself and asked the question, who am I? The first step is building a healthy awareness of yourself to understand who you are truly when you look at yourself objectively. I mean, think about this real quick. We're talking about from a standpoint of changing everything, because the first portion was related to getting a better position inside of your work environment. But if you were an interviewer, wouldn't you be looking at somebody else objectively and asking, who are you? It's really what it boils down to. So let's think about this. You can start off by writing down your own, you know, perception of yourself. And if you were to look at yourself objectively, what is your outside perspective? During this process, you shouldn't compare yourself to others, but rather look at yourself in an individual without comparison while looking at your accomplishments, your interests, beliefs, and personality. Granted, though, you will never be able to map out your entire, you know, your entire life on a piece of paper. I mean, that's just be realistic. You're not going to know exactly who you are by just putting it all on a piece of paper. That's just not how it works. But you can get to know most frequently what occurring patterns you have, and that what makes most of your life consist of. I mean, think about that. And, you know, some people don't like talking about pattern recognition, and I get it, because, you know, it's an easy thing to talk about, and it's a hard thing to talk about all at the same time. But it's a level of patterns that you start going through. The next one that I would probably recommend, and if we had to number this, I would say number two. One of the best ways to keep track of your daily emotions, reactions, and feelings is to keep a journal in which you write down those things. It's amazing on how putting pen to paper can really put things into perspective. Now, I will tell you, the other thing that you can do is that most smartphones have a memo aspect or a voice recorder. If you don't want to write things down and you just want to do it in that moment, you can do it right there in that moment in time. So write down your feelings, thoughts, failures, and successes of the day will give you, you know, a fresh view on how you deal with things. And I think that that's so important to do it. So journaling is a means of self-reflection to not only use your strengths, but also your weaknesses, as it gives you the objective or perspective to change bad reactions in the future. Recording your daily way of acting and reacting will also help you clear your mind and open up space for positive energy. And I know some people will be like, well, hold on, what do you mean positive energy? Because think about it. You are not always doing and reacting to things the way that you want. And that's just not you. That's also me and a lot of people. Not every reaction that we have is the way that we would want to be perceived by others. But what we're trying to do here is have the conversation on how we are as individuals are reacting. And it kind of just gives us a little bit more of how we see our growth has been throughout a period of time. Number three, mindful habits. During the daily lives, we have become, you know, quite robotic when it comes to things, as if we were, you know, on autopilot or just cruising through our schedules. And before you know it, well, weeks, months, and sometimes even years have flown by. The to savor every moment of the day, we have to be more mindful of what we do. This means being aware of the good and bad habits while enforcing, you know, better habits and to do better things. Trying to keep up with, you know, the fast-paced world can keep us from enjoying small pleasures like breathing fresh air or simply, you know, going for a stroll around your neighborhood. Which tasks during your day make more sense, you know, and bring serenity and calmness and happiness to you? Is it washing dishes, meditating, cooking, exercising? Ensure that, you know, you do these kind of activities more to bring you a little bit of more happiness. And listen, I will tell you, there are some things that can bring you some motivation where you might not expect it. I will tell you, I have had the opportunity of being involved with different kind of martial arts that have brought me tons of joys throughout the years in regards to being able to do different types. And I'm not talking about mixed martial arts like a class. I'm just talking about different martial arts. And that was something that I enjoyed. I know people that enjoy strolling through the beach. I know people that like listening to tones, sitting there and just listening to tones. I know people that love being foodies. That is what brings them some of the greatest joys of their life. It's mindful habits of what works for you. And just because something works for somebody else does not necessarily mean that it will work for you. Like, you can sit here today as we're going through this episode and go, this is not an episode for me. And I get it. Believe me, I get it. There has been so many things in my lifetime that I have taken a listen to or have watched and said, boy, that is not for me at all. And that's okay. And there's been times with those same things that I have went back at a later point in my life and said, that was definitely something that I needed now, not the person that I was in the past. And it's kind of a, you know, it's one of those weird things as you say it out loud. But I think that this can apply to so many different things as we are talking. So if I was going to give you a number four, this is what the number four would sound like. It would be ask for feedback. Even though it might be scary, it's important to know what our friends, families, and even our colleagues think about us and our behavior. And listen, we started off this conversation by talking about how do I get a different position inside of an organization or going into another one? Well, this is going to be an important aspect of it because you need to know what other people's perceive of you and how they view you. Now, don't get me wrong. There will be people out there that say, well, I don't care what others think about me. And I understand that as well. But listen, when you are trying to change some things up, these are going to be important things to ask. Ask those closest to you to give you an honest and open, we'll say critical and objective description of who they see you as, to give you a better idea of what people truly think of you. And now, don't get me wrong, it can be a little bit difficult. And honest feedback from people around us will give us a better idea of who we are and how behavior affects our everyday lives. Because just because you have a perception that you are in one format, that does not necessarily mean that that's how people see you. Obviously, it's important that you remain open-minded and non-offensive during the honest feedback session from a friend, family, or colleague. Listening with an open heart might help you recognize something within yourself that you never knew was there. Now, the funny part about this is that they could give you really good feedback of something you might have never noticed, or they could give you some feedback of something that they think that you do terribly and you just don't realize it. And it's a difficult one, and I get it. I really do. I have done this exercise in the past with others, and I'm constantly trying to learn on what things I can do better, what things I do terrible at. And it's just being honest with people and having people being honest with you. So if I have to kind of sum it up, in the end, to be more self-aware, switch off the devices and go inward to discover who you truly are. Once you make contact with the authentic person inside of you, you'll in fact, you know, exit the main sequence of emotional and behavioral patterns and open the room for more and new experiences and things. And then once you do all of this, maybe then you are ready to move forward and look into what is going to be that next thing that you can move to. Because listen, even asking this and taking and switching this up just a little bit, just a little bit, if you were to ask your boss, your team lead, what kind of employee, safety person do they see you as? What would they say? Would you be okay with this open and honest feedback? Because here's the thing. If you're able to give other people feedback on how good or bad they are, you should be able to do the same when people want to approach you. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy pill to swallow, especially if it's one of the first times that you've ever done this, because depending on how you have other people's point of view, it could have a huge impact on what they say when it comes to you. I know, a lot of stuff today, but I think that that's kind of the basis. If you're looking for a new position or how to switch positions on what would be one of the easier ways to do this, also one of the more difficult ways to do it, because knowing where your good habits, bad habits, and potential flaws are and great traits is important where you know what you're getting into if you are to move on to somewhere else. Well, that's what I got for you today on this episode of the Jay Allen Show. So hopefully you'll be with us during the next episode. Like I always tell you, you're more than welcome on coming out to hang out with us on Safety FM. You can download our radio app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store at any point and take a listen to what we have going on. We have multiple shows inside of there that talk a little bit about everything inside of this world of safety of ours. Anyways, thanks again for taking a listen. I'll be back with another episode before too long. Goodbye for now.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.